from 7 sites to 25 sites and then to 60 people. So it's my humble opinion that the first board was very considerate, took a lot of time, consideration, had a lot of discussion on all the points. And Mr. Worcester, I think, got up 3 different times and spoke and to clarify any points that may have been unclear. Everything I thought was laid out, and all the grievances on both sides were aired. And I think the previous panel had ample discussion and reasoning and wound up at the conclusion that 6 were opposed and 0 not. So in conclusion, the way I look at this is, what if this went in and there was 60 people there a night? What would the people living in the area and owning property in the area, and that's myself included, just literally 2-minute drive down the hill to where my property starts, and I might iterate there that is a barbed wire fence. It's what we call a creek, a water gap. Some of you may be acquainted with how a farmer around here makes a water gap. You don't make a permanent fence. You make one that can be repaired easily. Because when Kenny Creek gets this high and rolling, no good fence is going to stand. So anyway, saying that, I've got an old 3 barbed wire fence about knee high to me. It's easy for me to build back. Anyone, including a kid, can step over it and walk 100 feet down the creek to where the community swimming hole is. And by community, I say family and friends that are invited. Everybody's invited to go down and use our swimming hole. But I wonder if someone would wander down from the campground when it's 100 degrees outside and there's no shade. And you see on a Google map, well, there's a creek down here about a half mile. And go down. I don't have a lot of signs up. Let's say one of those people step across the fence, walk 10 yards down toward my swimming hole, and cut his foot on a sharp rock. Now, I didn't have any signs up warning, beware of sharp rock. So I got to say that I could be held liable for someone straying off and walking down, crossing my fence and cutting their foot or something like that. Or more horrifying would be if some of the girls from the community, some of which being my granddaughters and other families' daughters and granddaughters, get together to enjoy the swimming hole. And I'll just say any intrusion would not be welcome. So what I'm looking at is, I'm not looking like this is going to benefit me in any way, shape, or form, but to the detriment, it's going to take one of the most important things in my life at this point, is a little bit of peace of mind. Just a little bit of time when I can sit in my chair and not worry about the safety of precious family members.
Sir, with respect, we've exceeded 6.5 minutes.
I appreciate your patience. This, just one more thing. Myself and two or three other members of our party here, I guess you would call it, went around the close community and got a list of people that were opposed, and we asked each one of them their opinion. Not if we didn't guide them in any way how to fill this out. We put for and opposed. And about 96% of the community went on record as opposed. So thank you for your time.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak?
My name is Cody Belisle. I live at 798 Frank Ray Road. I'm probably a little over a mile from this location. My main concerns on this are kind of as Ms. Wyman discussed with the fire departments and the ambulance. He stated that he had somebody show up in 15 minutes for an accident, and that's great. But a year and a half ago, our house was struck by lightning, and our fire department never showed up. Never. We never got a phone call. We never got anything. We ended up getting a fire department from Forsyth, who showed up 40 minutes later. You're bringing herds of people from town out to the country, and if something happens, maybe you get a fire department and maybe you don't. That's a pretty dangerous situation. That many of those people coming from a big city or even a small city. I mean, Ozark has a full-time volunteer or full-time fire department. If people from Ozark come down here expecting to have help when they need it and it's not there, that's going to be an issue. The other issue I'm kind of concerned about, Rocky touched on with the creek down there. When Caney Creek gets this high and you've got a low water slab across that creek, how long is it before somebody washes down the creek? Somebody that isn't used to low water slabs, somebody who thinks they can get across it and that's just the way it is all the time. If you have somebody wash down the creek, the person that's coming to help them is from Western Taney. They're coming from Branson. So those people are gone. I mean, there is no swift water rescue an hour and 15 minutes later. Those are my main concerns. I feel the same as everybody else does. It's out there. We're out there for a reason. And the reason is because we don't want to be bothered. We don't want to have people all over the place. His classes that he intends to put on kind of concern me. This is the first time I've been able to attend a meeting due to scheduling, but if you are constantly bringing more and more people into this mix, it started off as a handful of campsites and it went to 25 campsites, and now we're talking classes. And the other thing is, he mentioned the half of his units being wet sites and half of them not being wet sites. It really doesn't matter how many of those units are wet sites and how many are not. It matters the number of people on the property, because those people still have to use the restroom, whether it's in their yurt or whether it's up on the hill in this community bathroom. They still have to use the restroom, so you still have to have that capacity. And that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Daryl Mass, and I live at 32854 U.S. Highway 160. I am east of Frank Ray Road and Fairview Church by a quarter mile or so. And my concern is the same as the rest of the people. I'm here to reinforce what they're saying. I have three granddaughters, a 19-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 9-month-old. That I don't want exposed to people that we have no idea who they are, how long they've been, what's going on. There's no control. There's no control of what these people can and cannot do. You can tell them all you want. This is what you're allowed to do. That doesn't stop anybody. There is nothing to do out there other than be on that land, go to whatever classes he's offering, and then they're going to be off of that land wandering these roads. It's prime for ATVs and four-wheelers and things like that. It's the danger issue that I'm concerned about. It's the safety of my granddaughters and women on the property, the women in the community primarily. The fact that the police, the sheriff are so far away, the fire department is so far away. You know, if I called the fire department and then they were sitting on the engine when I called, they'd be coming out there to hose down the foundation. That's just all there is to it, you know. So, yes, we do have a volunteer fire department out there, but it's volunteer staff also. We may or may not have anybody show up, as has been explained. I'm opposed to this on the safety factor. We all moved. I moved out there and bought over 100 acres of land because it was rural. There was no industry. There's no commercial things within, you know, 15 minutes in any direction. Best shot. And that's the reason I bought the land. Had I known this was going in as a proposal when I was here to look at the land and purchase the land, I would not have bought the land because of that reason. Because now it's gone from rural to a commercial industry. I understand there may be need for this kind of thing somewhere. I don't want it here, and that's the reason I bought the land there. And I'm sure there's others along that line. So I'm in opposition to this, and I'm asking y'all to agree with the board that was, I think, did the right job in the first place.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak in opposition to this? If not, then we're going to close this to a discussion within the board.
Hey, David, I think you have to let the applicant come up to if you want to.
Oh, that's true. That's right. That's right.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to hit just a handful of points real quick just as rebuttal. The number one thing and the number one concern is the 7 to 25 increase in the 60 amount of people. Scott can attest to this, that when I did submit this, the goal was to go incremental and try to do that small build and grow up. But after talking with him, he's like, well, you got to come in for this, keep going down the list. So he said, might as well ask for all of it right now. So find your max point that you're looking for and try to scale down. And because I can negotiate, it becomes more reasonable to find a better number that works for everyone in the middle now. And the 60 people was just to make sure that that is the max capacity that my water can take right now. Not having 60 people out every night, but through those units, obviously, with people, what I can take on with water right now, make sure that 60 people are taken care of without me going over any limits or going against permit stuff. So, no, the plan is not to have 60 people out every night, but just for demographic inclusion, whether you're bringing your kids or not, that's the max that we're seeing right now. So just to clarify that 7 to 25 increase right there, it's just something that Scott and I thought might be better. The next thing about the ATVs and everything, I'm not allowing ATVs anywhere on my land, no OHVs, no nothing of that kind for recreational vehicle use. Yes, I'll be riding mine around, and I definitely have ridden. I ride about around my property about every day to inspect, get more ideas, and think about stuff. And I have diminished kind of the thought of putting anything over there just because I know it's out of the way and it would increase anything to the community. So where it was referenced that I negated to share a potential site, that's just something I've already gone out and I've just decided to discontinue. I did want to mention that the fence that's on the creek, and as you could attest by my ATV picture there, if, I don't know if we want to show it again, but it definitely was more than knee height. And I pulled up to it where it's, so it's a good 4 to 5 feet high. So you can't just step over it and keep going down the creek. You got to find your way over. With the trash problem, I have submitted all my paperwork to adopt the highway right there. So any kind of trash concerns, problems, I've talked to the trash companies, and right now I'm burning everything. But it's whenever I have units, then they'll allow me to have a dumpster pickup there that I'll be able to hone in on trash and actually have a trash pickup, which is unlikely normally out in those situations. For the nightly rentals, I do want to say that for people wandering, for people doing all this kind of stuff for security purposes, monthly rentals would add to that.